Don't believe what you saw. Believe what you see.
That's it, bro. Hold on. Hold on. Right there, bro. You've been here all along. You've been here all along. You've been here all along. You've been here all along.
All right, YouTube.
We're back.
We back. I got to stop saying... All right, YouTube, because we on Apple and Spotify, too, so.
You want to redo it?
Nah.
All right.
Hey, world.
We're back. Back like we never left.
Oh, God.
They don't even know we was gone.
I've been away. That's how we going, bro. What you been on, bro? I ain't chopping it up with you in a minute.
Whew. Praise God. If y'all been listening to Slow Me Down, the Lord has done some crazy things with that song. When God moves, like. It happens quick. It happens really quick. Like, it doesn't happen overnight. Like, there's, like, an extended season of processing and molding and preparation that the Lord has to take you through. But when it's harvest season. Mm-hmm. And it happens so fast. Like, it happens. It feels like it happened overnight, but, like, it didn't happen overnight because it took years and years and years of processing and preparation. But it was worth it. Like, everything that the Lord says, like, it's going to happen. So I want to encourage people, like, yeah, anyways, if you've been listening to Slow Me Down, appreciate y'all. The Lord has done some crazy things.
You owe these people an album by Christmas. I ain't forget.
Oh, yeah, I do got to give y'all an album, bro. Because listen, I was like, bro, I did not think followers was going to go up like that, bro. Because you got to think. I was telling Chris and Jay, shout out to Jay, our camera guy. I was like, all right, when I hit 15K, I'm going to drop an album. When I hit 20K, I'm going to drop an album. Bro, I was hitting that junk like the day after I said that. So it was wild. But it's literally because the Lord breathed on the song and I owe it all to Jesus. And so, yeah, album's coming out really soon. And, yeah, what you been up to, bro?
Shoot, school. That's it, bro.
One more year, bro.
That's it. Thank you, sir.
Let's get into this episode, Doc.
Yeah, so... By this time, you should have already watched episode 4. If not,
go back
and do that. But episode 5, we promised y'all we was gonna do a part 2, so we just gonna run it right back, man. Relationships as a Christian single, part 2. I feel good.
I feel good in my spirit.
I feel that. My help. All right, so we are relationships part 2. One thing that we didn't get into a lot of. Last episode was the whole like equally yoked thing. Like, we kind of touched on it, but we didn't really dive deep into like what does it mean to be equally yoked, and then like how to decipher, you know, because some people, they'll think, oh, he goes to the same church as me, she goes to the same church as me, like we could work for each other, or we're in the same denomination, we can work for each other, or we were raised the same, we could work for each other. So just tap into like what are the signs, like, well, first of all, I'll say to be matched with a partner, you got to hear from God too. Like, you can't just go all off your own judgment, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to hear from the Lord for real, because just the strength of a Christian relationship is something that's beyond what the world views it as. But like, what talk about, like, go into depth about what it actually means to be equally yoked, and then the process of finding a partner that actually that's connected, you know, to you and for you.
I don't know if we talked about this last episode, but if we did, I know I probably said something along the lines of being equally yoked, in my opinion, is, of course, more than we're both Christians. Mm-hmm. Both same denomination. That's a great start. But I feel like assignments have to be kind of congruent.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I think we did say something like that.
Yeah, assignments have to be congruent. Like, can this person, for me, a female, obviously, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Adam and Eve. Anyways.
Hey, yo.
Anyways, listen. You got to keep it a buck, bro.
Yeah,
that's the first thing about relationships.
Yeah,
the design of a relationship mm-hmm. has to be the way God intended it
facts
to be, mm-hmm. which is male and female. Mm-hmm. And I say that with a loving and a compassionate heart, not a judgmental heart, mm-hmm. but with an honest heart. All right, that's not what the conversation's about. Heart. Biblical, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Doctrinally sound.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, yeah, I feel like assignments have to be congruent. They can't be incongruent. Like, I need somebody who could help me reach the full potential or full capacity of my assignment. I really think that's what being equally yoked is. You should have a feeling like when you go into a church service, just like seeing the way they worship and stuff, like there should be like a similarity. The aroma of their worship, the fragrance of their worship should be similar to the fragrance of your worship. Mm-hmm. It should be, bro.
And that goes along too with the posture of their heart. The posture of their heart should, you know, coincide with yours. And that's just not in church. That's like everything outside the church. Like, do y'all treat people the same way? Mm-hmm. I want to get into this right now because I was talking to my homeboy and I was like, people got to realize when you go into marriage, because we're just going to get into marriage. Like, you know, it's good to date, courtship, whatever. But this is about marriage. As a Christian, you got to date with intention. You shouldn't just be date to pass time, date to make you happy. No, I need a husband. I need a wife. And we got to do this stuff for the kingdom together. So when you go into marriage, bruh, you got to think you're not just marrying that person. You're marrying their family, too.
Yes, 100%.
So, like, it'd be some, you know, it'd be like some, they could be good people. But how are they treating their family? What's their relationship like with their family?
That's so important.
What's like, what's their relationship with the, bruh, I was, dang, I talked to my homeboy so much, bruh. But I was talking to you. I said, one thing you could tell, like, if a woman is a good woman, how is their relationship with their mom?
That's the thing. Like, I feel like that's something very like significant we should be looking at, like the dynamic of their relationships with their parents. Like,
mm-hmm.
was a father in the household?
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't have a father in the household, have they healed yet? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How's their relationship with their mother? Like, are they bitter? Are they angry still? Like, these are things we should be looking at, especially like if it's a female without a father. Sometimes if she hasn't really healed, if she hasn't really taken the time that she's supposed to take with God to allow God to do the work on the inside of her, she's not looking for a husband. She's looking for a father.
Mm.
With the male, like, if ladies, when you're getting into a relationship with a guy, something you should ask is, hey, how's your relationship with your mother? Because same thing with guys, like if the dynamic of their relationship with their mother is bad, then a lot of the times they're not looking for a girlfriend, they're looking for a mother. And so yeah, these are things we need to consider a lot too. Like, we need to ask the questions like, how is your family dynamic? Are you guys, like, is everything good? Like, and if things didn't go well, like, have you healed from that? Have you forgiven them? Have they forgiven you? Like, what does that look like? Because we don't want to carry that stuff into relationships. Like, mm-hmm. don't bring your partner unnecessary baggage, unnecessary warfare and stuff like that. So this is why we also say, like, when you're dating, when a part of dating with intention is not rushing into it at all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to go through that process before. Like, that process of, like, healing, that process of just, like, mm-hmm. preparation before you just hop into a relationship. Because, like, if you aren't ready, then you're going to prolong the season. Like, a lot of people date for, like, 3-4 years when it doesn't have to be that long if you just take the time that you're supposed to take to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, you're in a relationship, and now you're trying to work on a relationship while also trying to find the space for God to work on you, but you don't have that space because you're with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why you kind of have to value your season of not loneliness, because you're not lonely, but your season of isolation or separation.
Singleness. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You have to value, like, your single season, because, like, that your single season is just preparation. Maybe mm-hmm. that's encouragement to you. Like, maybe you've been feeling like you're just ready to be in a relationship, but I just want to encourage you that, like, your season of singleness is really just your season of preparation for a marriage. And yeah, that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, I was, you said it, like, also I was just talking about, you know, the good women, but a good man too. Like, you'll know if a man, or I won't say no, but you could tell, you know, how a man will treat you if you treat his mama right.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you're doing stuff like, I hate how society, and we'll get into this later about worldviews and Christian views and the unnecessary blend that they have. But, you know, a lot of folks in society, when they have a misconception of a mama's boy. See what I'm saying? Like, oh, he doing all this for his mama. I don't need somebody that's doing. I need him all invested into me.
Missing out.
Yeah, off of selfishness and unsoundly world doctrine or unsound world doctrine. Like nothing in the Bible talks about if a man treats his mom great, then you should not get with that man.
Like, honor your parents.
And your days may be long. So if you want a dude to outlast you, or I don't know, because someone would be selfish, but I'm just saying, like, if you want to live long together, bro, and with a good man, bro, look at a man how he treats mom. If he got a sister, what does he do for his sister? Does he protect his sister? Does he take care of his sister? You know what I'm saying? Just like, and then, but that's another part too. Man without a father, like, women got to be careful with that, because sometimes past trauma will show up later, because people will hide it, you know, so good. That's why when you are going into dating or whatever, don't be afraid of them hard conversations early, because the more conversations you have past the point where it's like acceptable, the more they're just gonna bury the stuff that they don't want to tell you. And as soon as that stuff gets buried, now you've been talking 6 months. It's all the way here. It was here, now it's here, 6 months. 12 months later, it was here. Now it's 12 months of stuff stacked on top of that. So by the time you actually realize who this person really is, you don't even know them.
Is there anything that's off the table on the first date? Is there any question that's off the table? Or should everything be asked?
To be honest.
First date.
Man, that's a... That's a good. Is anything off the table?
I wouldn't be mad if me personally, I wouldn't be upset if a girl asked me on the first date everything she wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to business. Like, hey, because let's not waste time.
Yeah.
But also, like, on the flip side, it's like I don't want to take away from the fun of it too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I've never been asked that question. That's actually super tough, because you know I'm all for take a girl out to eat so we could be able to talk for like an hour and a half. But anything off the table, it's, you know what too? Like when you come into getting into dating and courting, both people have to be willing and able to share. Yeah. Like some people, they'll be able to share, but they're not willing just because, you know, of whatever what's holding them back. Like they don't want you to know, they won't be willing to share, which, it's all about maturity, you know? It's all about maturity. Are you fully healed? Like you said, are you fully healed? Are you? And if you're not, it's okay. But me personally, I want to talk about why. Like, what's stopping you? What's holding you back? You know what I'm saying? And if we could get into more of that conversation, I guess we can touch on the other things at a later point, you know? Yeah. But as far as anything off the table, bro, I mean, you ain't gonna know unless you ask. So
yeah. I say it, ask. Yeah. And I think a person, and honestly, I think a person who's secure, a person who's healed, their response isn't gonna be so aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like they'll be willing. Like you said, they'll be like willing to answer. Like sometimes, like if you ask the wrong person the wrong question, you might hit like a soft spot and you might trigger them and they might kind of get a little upset. Mm-hmm. So I think that's also like another indication that a person isn't ready to be in a relationship. If you ask them a question that you need to know so you guys can kind of like get a feel of the trajectory of the relationship. If you ask them a question and they're just like, they're angry or they just kind of like, they get kind of like aggressive, like, maybe they aren't ready. Mm. That's also another sign. If you ask me, I think like me personally, I think I'm just talking from a personal place. Like nothing's off the table. Like a girl, she can ask me anything on the first date.
Yeah.
Because
I agree.
Brother, like I'm not, like I said, bro. Like
they're going to need to know at some point.
At some point.
If y'all actually, you know, continue to want to deal with each other, they're going to.
And you might as well get it out the way.
Might as well.
No more like sitting here like in your head, like going home thinking like, dang, I wonder that. No. Just ask.
Yeah.
Like, no more of the underlying tension.
just ask.
Get like I said, all that stuff that they may be thinking to tell you some things, but they don't even want to, you know, express their own self or expose them own self unless you ask, but they'll be willing. But like I said, the longer you wait, what's up?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay, so should there be, if someone asks a question, is there any answer that should cause someone not to want to be with them? In terms of, like, let's say if a girl asks a guy something about his past, vice versa, and let's say, like, he's changed and everything now. If that's his past and if he's a different person, should the girl still not want to be with him?
I'm glad you said that.
Or the guy still not want to be with her?
I'm glad you said that, because I was just going to say, like, what we were talking about earlier with how their family life is. Let me clarify something. People can have a messed up family life, mm-hmm, and still,
yes,
be a good spouse.
100%.
It's about their response to their situation.
Yes.
Like, the situation people are in is not always, you don't have to judge them based off that situation. How do they respond to that generation? If their parents got divorced at 12 and her dad was abusive to her mother and, you know, whatever. Now her mother hates her father. How does she respond? Does she have a deep hate for her father? Does she wish bad things for her father? Can she not forgive her father? Can she not forgive her mother? Stuff like that. Like, just because you could potentially be married into that situation doesn't mean your response or their response to that situation is a bad response. See what I'm saying? Yeah. So back to your point, just because we all have a past, just because their past may have a little more dirt on theirs than your past might, doesn't mean that their past isn't any different from your past, because it's what it is. It's a past. Yeah. So if all things, you know, if all things are open, he or she has been changed, been set free, been delivered from whatever their past was.
100%.
That's where maturity sets in.
I'm with that, bro.
That's where maturity sets in, because it's like a lot of things, a lot of blessings when it comes to friendships, not just relationship friendships. A lot of blessings are withheld when people judge optics.
That's great, bro.
A lot of blessings are withheld when people judge optics. That's what, man, that ain't even just friendships.
That could be the perfect spouse, the perfect friend. But because of, like you're saying, because of, like, your judgmental heart towards someone they're not, the person that they're not even anymore.
Anymore.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And we're probably going to clip what I'm about to say. I know we're going to clip this. But let me encourage some people in a world, in a culture where so many believers, so many Christians have succumbed to the grips of shame and guilt. Let me tell you this. The Bible tells us that the Lord has thrown all of our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Mm-hmm. And somebody told me this one time. The right spouse will see you through the lens of Christ. And that's just that. The right spouse will see you through the lens of Christ.
Yeah.
So, like, you may have a dirty past, but the right person, the right spouse, the right friend, any type of relationship, they will see you for what you are and not what you were. So don't be discouraged when some people probably, like, don't want anything to do with you because of the person you used to be. They're just not for you. And that's okay. But just know that God has the right people. God has the right person for you who will love you for who you are. And let me tell some other people, all y'all too perfect, too bougie people. Let me tell you this. Like Chris said, you could be missing out on something God ordained because of your prejudices. Is that a word?
Yeah, the plural of prejudice.
Is that prejudices?
Prejudices. It sounds like a word to me. I've heard it before.
Yeah. All right. You could be missing out on something God ordained because of your prejudices. Like, don't prejudge based on where somebody else was.
Yep.
But we're supposed to judge by the fruit of right now.
Mm.
So Yeah, don't miss out on your blessing because you think you're too perfect for someone else's past.
And another thing.
Come on.
Don't get with somebody because of their past. If someone was good in their past, but you looking at them right now.
Come on.
And they're not what they used to be. They've for whatever reason, I'm going to call a spade. If someone was saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and that's what you know them for, but you get to know the real them, don't believe what you saw. Believe what you see.
That's it, bro. Hold on. Hold on right there, bro. Because some people, they start messing with someone. And then, a few months down the line, they're like, where does this come from? The signs were there all along.
They were there all along.
Do not be oblivious. Don't. The signs are there. And you don't need to ignore the signs just because they look good. Hallelujah. Mm. Don't let lust be the what is it? It's a special word my dad says. I can't think of it. But anyways, don't make decisions based off of lust. Or emotions or just physical attraction. You need to discern the spiritual signs and stuff like that. And then it doesn't even have to be spiritual. Even going back to what we were saying, how do they if you see them going off on their mom all the time, please don't do it. Please don't do it. See the signs, because if you're a woman and you see a dude going off on his mom all the time, if he's doing that to his mom, what he gonna do to you? Let me look at this camera. If he going off on his mom, what do you think he gonna do to you? So serious.
Bro, I just had to look it up because I was like, I can't remember who said it. It was Maya Angelou. She said, when people show you who they are, believe them. Mm. And that's when people show you who they are, not who they were. Because look, both of them, we just talked about people with a bad past. What about people with a good past? What about people with a clean record? What about people? There were a man who was domestic in a relationship before he got that domestic violence charge. He had a clean record. So don't, you know what I'm saying?
That's
great. Don't judge people for what they've been up to that point.
And they just ain't got caught yet.
They ain't got caught yet. And that's good too for, when we get into, dating people, cause we just go to the same church and stuff like that. That don't mean nothing. Nathan's Franks. That means absolutely nothing. If you get to know, y'all gotta get out this just this way of thinking of if I see a person somewhere a lot of times, I might need to get with them. People can be friends.
I feel like the Holy Spirit told me that one time. He had to correct me. Can I be vulnerable for a second?
Yes, sir.
Well, judge me however y'all want to judge me, but the Holy Spirit told me one time, because it was a season where I felt like I was ready to be in a relationship. So there was a season a while back, a long time ago, and I was just like, dang, I like to be in relationships, this and the third, and I see this person, I'd be like, hey, maybe that could be it, maybe she could be it, maybe she could be it, maybe she could be it, and I'd approach them and I'd start relationships based from that intent.
Yeah. Yes.
And God, and I was sitting in my car one day, and the Holy Spirit was just like, you have ruined a lot of God-ordained friendships by going in trying to make something romantic.
That's pretty good, God.
Yeah, he told me that.
That's pretty good.
He told me that. So, y'all need to be careful sometimes, because a lot of these pretty girls, a lot of these handsome men, they're called to be your friend.
Mm-hmm. Most of them are.
You can only be with one person.
You go.
So why are you trying to? If you can only be with one person, hey, yeah. How do you have multiple prospects?
Somebody just got convicted. You heard that?
How do you, Chris? I just thought about that. How do you feel about prospects? Because that's a great point. You can only be with one person.
Man, let me tell you something.
Tell me.
Let me tell you something about prospects. Let me tell y'all something. Everything we've touched on so far, you know what it can all just relate back to?
What?
Maturity. I'm talking about spiritual maturity. Because all of these things we talked about, are things you take to God in prayer. God, reveal this man's true intentions to me. God, reveal this woman's true intentions to me. God, if they're a liar, if they're a cheater, you know, remove them. For real. Yeah. They're a liar, if they're a cheater, remove them. They're a stealer. If they do anything that's unlike you, just remove them.
Lord, is this my friend?
Lord, is this my friend?
100%.
Lord, is this? Because let me tell you something. If you ask, he'll tell you. He will. He'll answer. He will literally answer. But the thing is, this is the problem with Christians or people in general. This is the problem with people in general, but this is the problem with so-called believers. We get so much in our own heads that we forget to ask the one who we should be getting guidance from. And that's with anything. We get so much, Lord, is this job? You know, we don't say, Lord, is this job for me? We say, Lord, this is like a pretty nice job. I think I want this job. So I'm going to go ahead and take it, and then I'm going to pray that you help me through this job. And the Lord will send you through straight hell the whole time you work that job. Yeah. Because why? Because you didn't go to him first. You thought, acted based on what your own intentions were. And then on the back end, you like, why am I catching so much hell? Because God ain't in it. And if God ain't in it, who is? The ruler of hell. So if you wondering why, you know, that man look handsome, that girl look cute, and you start taking her up, and you ain't go to God, you like, Lord, you know, she pretty and she claimed to know you, so I'm gonna start talking to her. And Lord, he handsome and he tall, dark skinned, chocolate, and he claimed to know you, so I'm gonna go talk to him and hope you bless it later. And you wonder why the whole time y'all been together, you've been still feeling lonely, you've been still feeling empty, you ain't been feeling no love, you've been feeling hurt. It's because you didn't go to God and guidance of what he needs to bless you with. God didn't give you that man. God didn't give you that woman. Maybe as a friend, yes, but yeah, if he didn't, Lord. I said something the other day. God doesn't bless anything he didn't ordain. So if you're expecting for a relationship to get blessed that wasn't ordained by God, stop expecting, bro.
If you expect God to bless a friendship romantically,
Stop expecting. You're going to catch, and I'm telling y'all, because people really think, like, I'm not saying relationships don't have problems. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying God ordained relationships don't have problems. Some of y'all parents, you know, some parents have a good way of, you know, going through stuff and hiding it from their kids. Like, they really good at that. But marriage is hard. Marriage is extremely hard.
Yeah, bro. Marriage is hard. You got to think, because you're gonna be the one person for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You have to be committed to them. Mm-hmm. We're gonna change. Our bodies are gonna change. We're gonna get older. You might get tired. You might get tired of your spouse sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, marriage is not easy whatsoever.
Yep. So that's why you go to God about it, and that's what
you gotta be with the right person, bro.
You got, bro, because
it has to be.
Let me tell y'all something.
Forever. I'll be darned if I spend forever with the wrong person.
And you know, that's what's going on right now. A lot of people are getting married to the wrong person.
Miserable. Don't rush it. Slow me down. Slow me down.
Jit just tried to
go listen to Slow Me Down.
Jit has self promo. Jit just gave himself self promo, bro.
Go Jit, listen to Slow Me bruh, Down.
Bro, that's funny.
Charles Williams.
Nah, praise God. But that's like, that's because what you said, slow me down. Take my eyes off what's around. Your spirit's moving here and now. I don't want to miss your
prayer. Dang, you listen to the song.
Don't. Get a load of this guy. Get a load of this guy.
That's crazy.
But you literally said, not in a rush. I'd rather wait.
And God is really, but he making sure I'm really a man of my word. Y'all better watch what y'all say. Y'all better watch what y'all sing.
Bruh. Your words have power.
They do.
I mean, but no, for real, like, slow down, bro. All my Christian singles, y'all take y'all time with this, man.
Not being in a rush.
Enjoy it. Because let me tell you something, especially for y'all fellas. I don't know too much about your woman, but fellas, the longer you single, the more money you going to save.
All right.
I think I need to say that again. The longer you single, the more money you going to save. Am I right about it, Deke? Am I right? The longer you single, the more money you gonna save. And
Chris, all right. Last thing. Mm-hmm. All right. I think we should touch on this really fast.
Mm-hmm.
What?
We're going to do a part three.
Yeah, we got to do a part three. But really quick, how the stability that a man should have before even trying to start a relationship. Speak on that for a bit. Well, because you just said if the longer you're single, the more money you can save.
Nah, yeah.
There has to be some type of stability.
No, yeah. Especially in today's day and age, you got to be. Now, I'm not saying this is the same for every situation, but ideally, you got to be ready. You got to be ready. Especially if y'all plan on having children, you got to be ready. Like, you got to be ready, bro.
Yeah.
You got to be ready. And if you know, not everybody was raised like us, the man being 100% provider, but.
Oh, yeah, that's how it's going to be in my house. That's yeah, me but, in my house.
Yeah, that's, you know, yeah. Us island boys, that's what I know. But nah, like, for real. A man, if you plan to be 100, some people go 50-50, hey, that's y'all cup of tea. Don't add no extra sugar to mine. That's all I'm saying. If you plan to be the 100% provider, you got to be ready. And how I want to put this, I'm not saying have it all together, but you got to have a plan.
You do have to have a plan. And listen, like, all right, I don't want fellas to hear this and get in their head to kind of get apprehensive,
right,
or to kind of hesitate, being in a relationship because they're not in the place where you want to be. Mm-hmm. I do believe that there's, and listen, and this is just, I'm just trying to be balanced right now, and it's very hard for me to say this because I know that as a man, I've been taught 100% like I'm gonna provide,
yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. But, like, I will say, like, I think just for the balance, this is not how it's going to be for me personally, but just to help some other fellas out, like, I think I was talking to a pastor one time, and he was just telling me, he was like, Charles, like, also, like, the beautiful part about the early stages of a relationship is just the journey. He was saying that, like, when him and his wife first got married, some of their dates sometimes was just the walk in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think there's beauty in the journey. There's beauty in the come up. So if you're a man and you're already close to getting married and you're not where you want to be, don't get scared. Like, with the Lord's help, you'll be okay. If it's God's will. Don't try to step outside the Lord's will, because I'm not gonna say that on camera. Never mind. Don't try to step outside the Lord's will, because that could be bad. Well, it will be bad. Mm-hmm. But also, like, if it's the Lord's will, just trust Him to be a provider and just, like, have joy in the journey too. But I know for me, that's probably why the Lord still has me single. Cause I know, like, how I want to do it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And He'll give you the desires of your heart. Yeah.
All right, we gotta have a part three because this went on pretty long.
Yeah, I was.
Cause I do want to talk about some other things. Like,
yeah,
me too.
I just thought about some Will.
Like, how do you feel about going through phones, stuff like that, and stuff like that.
Y'all just keep watching.
Trust issues, stuff like that. You got trust issues. Your mama got trust issues. Your auntie, your grandma. All right.
I want to go in.
All right, YouTube.
That's good, but we'll see y'all. We finna shoot episodes here, but we'll see y'all, bro. Episode 5, that's it.